We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
LeBron going to the Lakers wasn't a stutter. I think we all figured he was going to do something for his life, more so than trying to win, because he's not going to win there. I mean, come on. He's not winning there. Not the way this Warrior team is built. And by the time the Warriors crumble, if they do crumble anytime soon, how old's LeBron going to be? So he has confirmed that he's not going to win another NBA championship. I say that confidently, but it's the way I feel. I just don't see it. And even if they trade for Kawhi Leonard, this Warrior team, they're just not losing. And so by the time something bad happens, if something bad happens, if Klay Thompson leaves, and even if Klay Thompson leaves, they're still going to be damn good. Or guys start hating each other. Or DeMarcus Cousins poisons the locker. Whatever you want to come up with, I don't see it, man. So LeBron made his choice, and that's fine. He can do what he wants. And I think he made a bad choice on a lot of levels. I think he made a bad choice because he's not going to win anything. I think he made a bad choice because to Laker fans, he's got to win a championship. He's a failure if they don't win a championship. He went to the Lakers. He didn't go to the Clippers. He didn't go to the Knicks. He didn't go to the Nets. He went to the Lakers. It's hilarious what he's done to himself. And that's fine. Look, you can do whatever the hell you want. He wants to do that. He can do it. And then it's almost as if Magic Johnson said to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ruin LeBron. I'm going to sign him. I'm not going to be able to get Kawhi because why would the Spurs deal me Kawhi unless the Laker offer is that much better? And are you going to include Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram? Are you going to include all that stuff? So I'm going to surround them with Rondo, who's a maniac sometimes. I'm going to surround them with Lance Stevenson, who's only good when he plays in Indiana. And we all know about the blowing in LeBron's ear. And I'm going to surround them with JaVale McGee. He's not winning a damn thing. Now, the Cousins thing real quick, and I want to get to your calls. I understand the shock of it. I was stunned too. But I think we're making much bigger deal out of it than the reality. The reality is he signed a one-year deal, and he's coming off an incredibly major injury, this torn Achilles, where you could understand why teams were afraid to max out Boogie Cousins the way they would have maxed him out before this injury. So number one, he's probably going to miss half the year. That's right off the top. He's going to miss half the year. Number two, when he comes back, it's going to be in such a limited role that I don't necessarily think Cousins, is it a good signing for the Warriors? I don't have a problem with it. I don't believe he's poisoning the locker room. I don't believe that's going to happen. It's a one-year deal, right? Guy's making $5 million, and I'm under the assumption he's gone at the end of the year. He's going there knowing, hey, this is going to be a lost year anyway. I'm going to miss a lot of time, probably. I could take it easy coming back. I could get teams hot and bothered by, you know, some good moments in the postseason. I'll win an NBA title, and then I'm out of there. So I think that the shake of it, the shock of it, the excitement of it has caused more anger and passion than it really deserves. So when Ernie says, cancel your NBA season, you know what my response to that is? What's the difference? That's my response. I'm not defending that anybody's going to beat the Warriors. Nobody's going to beat the Warriors. Very quietly, I'll give you an underrated thing that happened in the NBA. You want to hear it? The Rockets lost Trevor Ariza. That's a big freaking deal. Seriously, the Rockets are not a better team today than they were a few weeks ago. And I'm sure they'll figure out the Clint Capella thing, but God forbid they lose him. They're not going to, but if somehow they did. So nobody's beating the Warriors. So the problem that anybody has with the NBA, which is a fair problem to have, that it's a one-team league, it's totally fine to have that problem. I don't really think it changed. I don't think Boogie Cousins signing there has really changed it. It's just the look of it. But here's the problem. Whether it's veteran minimums or mid-level exemptions or whatever it is, if a guy is willing to take less money, they can go wherever they want. And it's tough to stop that because a lot of guys in the NBA want to win. It feels like more than any other sport, guys will take less money, join a team, and go win their championship. I just don't think it's making the crushing difference that maybe the instant reaction had you believe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.